This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian police detained dozens of protesters on Sunday during a march in Minsk, and security forces in Omel used tear gas against demonstrators as a groundswell of opposition to Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed victory in the country's presidential election more than a month ago, continued for the 50th day. The protests in Minsk, Omel, and other cities came after Lukashenko, in power since 1994, was inaugurated on September 23rd in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and United States both issued statements that they did not recognize his legitimacy. Tens of thousands of people waving red and white opposition flags marched through Minsk in the latest demonstration since Lukashenko was declared the winner of the August 9th presidential election. A U.S. judge in Washington said he plans to decide later Sunday whether to block a Trump administration order banning Apple and Google from offering TikTok for download. TikTok is a Chinese-owned video sharing app. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said after a 90-minute Sunday morning hearing that he plans to issue a public order before the end of the day. A lawyer for TikTok argued that during the hearing that the ban was unprecedented and irrational. Jordan's King Abdullah dissolved parliament on Sunday, officials said, which under constitutional rules mean the government must resign within a week. That paves the way for elections this fall. In July, Jordan's Electoral Commission set November 10th as the date for parliamentary elections after the monarch called for countrywide polls to be held at the end of the parliament's four-year term. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday accused Lebanon's leaders of betraying their promises over the failure to form a government in the wake of a giant blast at the Beirut port in August. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday called for a de-escalation in fighting between Moscow's ally Armenia and Azerbaijan following a military flare-up between the two countries over a territorial dispute. The Kremlin says Putin called for an end to hostilities during a phone call with Armenia's prime minister. And Iran on Sunday also called for an end to the fighting and said it was ready to facilitate talks and a ceasefire between its two neighbors. Iran has an Azeri-speaking community of over 10 million, as well as an Armenian community of just under 100,000. Fighting broke out earlier Sunday between Azerbaijani and Armenian separatists, claiming military and civilian casualties on both sides, including at least one child. The clashes are the worst since 2016. They've raised fears of a new war between the two countries, which have been locked for decades over the Armenia-backed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, has reported large jumps in new COVID-19 cases in India and the United States. Hopkins said late Saturday that India has 86,054 new infections in the previous 24 hours, while the United States reported 55,054 new infections. In the U.S., the coronavirus has reached the country's so-called heartland. It's an area that seemed to be impervious to the virus, while other U.S. regions were stricken earlier this year. The states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin have been hit hard by this stage of the outbreak. Meanwhile, Europe is experiencing a new wave of coronavirus infections, leading some governments across the continent to reimpose restrictions on residents and businesses. In France, the head of the National Council of the Order of Doctors said a second wave of COVID cases is, quote, arriving faster than we thought. Unmasked demonstrators took to London streets on Saturday to protest new lockdown measures. Police broke up the demonstration and at least 16 people were arrested. There are nearly 33 million global COVID-19 cases. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to exchange about 1,000 prisoners, including 15 Saudis, as a part of a trust-building steps aimed at reviving a stalled peace process. The United Nations and other sources reported this on Sunday. The Yemeni government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and the Houthi movement they've been battling for more than 5 years, signed a deal in late 2018 to swap some 15,000 detainees split between both sides. But the pact has been slowly and only partially implemented. The two sides will now free 1,081 detainees and prisoners. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News. Hits.